Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studios, it's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. Tuesday, September 16th, it's a high of 92. Currently, it is 71 with Fair Skies and KCK.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this National DEI Day?
Oh, we finna get fired? Oh, okay.
We just doing our black job.
Yeah, we'll get to that, definitely. We got plenty of opportunities for your shot at $1,000 of free fall cash. Stacey Shaw, she got that free legal advice at about $750.
And your TMG goes down at your 23s. Nick Cannon is reflecting on his choice to flood the streets with kids now. Might be a little bit of regret up in that. We'll have to hear from the horse's mouth himself.
Your motivation on deck in 10 minutes. But I'm going to keep it simple today. I just want some fajitas. Plenty of queso. Plenty of onion.
Yep.
Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
In the world is a good place to be. Spend plenty of time there. Ideas, concepts, memories, and dreams entice you and provide their own kind of essential value. Yet living in the embodied reality of here and now is even more crucial to your existence. Reality always serves as a source of great richness. Though it surely holds vexing challenges, it also can deliver unique rewards in every interaction. Your existence is more than a mere abstraction. You have so much to discover, experience, and fulfill in the extraordinary world of which you're a part. Think your best thoughts, make your best plans, dwell on your most treasured values, then put those thoughts into action and bring their good consequences to life. Boldly set sail each day on the deep, wide, demanding, and energizing ocean of reality. You have some amazing destinations to reach. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 92. Currently, 71 fair skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Coi Leray revealed she wishes she never went public about rapper Trippy Redd cheating on her while she was pregnant, but talks now how they're not friends, but they're co-parenting.
Co-parenting is about the child. If it's just everything to the child. If it ain't about the child, we don't know. We don't give a about each other. Like, we don't care about nothing. Like, long as our daughter is good, we're working on, as she gets older, on how we're gonna, you know.
Co-parenting always seems like it comes with a lot of highs and lows. I feel like my parents did a really good job of keeping me away from probably their disagreements, but a lot of times you expect to be with that person, but it just doesn't work out. So at least they're...
they didn't expect to be with each other.
I mean, they were in a whole relationship. So I don't know why.
I can't tell.
Why those decisions were made. But they were previous to them doing this.
Because they weren't thinking about being with each other, D. They in a fake relationship, D.
I think that maybe one of them wanted to be in a relationship and then the other had another agenda. But they also have been in a relationship before when they were younger, supposedly. So, who knows? There's that. Hopefully that daughter's taken care of. It sounds like she is. Usher. He was on tour for, I feel like it was forever. Well, even Keke Palmer, quote unquote, got in trouble because she was at an Usher concert. And the talk of the town for at least a year has been, is it inappropriate for Usher to be feeding ladies cherries? Well, he talks a little bit about his tradition.
The whole idea of cherries is just, you know, giving women the freedom to have fun at a concert. You know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
So why you didn't let up really much? How do you feel as a married man?
You're not touching my woman.
He's not touching her.
Well, you're not doing anything with her.
He can't feed her a cherry.
Absolutely not.
But what if she comes to you and be like, hey,
I don't give a damn.
I want you to grab it and then
no.
For you to do it. You wouldn't feed her the cherry?
Oh, like if he gave me
because like, he did that for
like,
couples.
Here you go, man. You know,
yeah.
I'd be like, all right, man, I'll be open for that.
Okay.
But we ain't no groupies in our household. Okay, let's get that straight first and foremost. Number two, I don't give a damn what status you have here on earth. In the Bible, it says, that's my wife.
I heard that.
I don't care if you're Usher, Devontae Swing, Jacquees, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. Who else?
Andy Reid, I heard pulling them. It's more questions to be asked.
Bobby Witt Jr., Mary Lucas, I don't give a damn who you are. You stepped on my wife in any type of way like that. It's going to be some furniture moving.
It's going to be some issues.
Oh, my God.
See, you know, you 10 toes behind your wife, and that's why September is about you. Take a man on a date month. We'll talk about that later at 8:09 right
here. Naomi's birthday in a week.
Hey, it's lit. What sign is that, Libra?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, the lion Libras.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
The Hot 103 Jams presents the high school football game of the week. This week, you can go to KPRS.com and vote on a number of games. Atchison versus Sumner Academy at FL Schlegel Stadium. Harmon versus Washington at Washington. Maryville versus Lincoln College Prep at Lincoln. Carlton versus Southeast at Southeast. Joseph Bryan Field. And then you got to choose between Knob Knobster and Northeast at Eastfield. Kickoff for all games at 7 p.m. this Friday. Head to KPRS.com and cast your vote. The game with the most votes gets the spotlight. Fueled by U.S. Air Force, Aim High, and Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks, Hot 103 Jams. D, there are a lot of concerns about recent violent videos that have spread instantly. And, you know, online, you're looking at these videos, these violent videos, whether it be fights, shootings, or whatever it is. It's raising concerns about mental health. Now, specifically, we're talking about the Charlie Kirk video, which he was shot and killed during a speaking event in Utah. Now, this video was immediately circulated on X, TikTok, and all social media platforms. I refuse to watch that video. I cannot do it. Mm-hmm. Every time I see the image of something resembling that video of Charlie Kirk, I speed scroll right past it immediately, fam, because... Mm-hmm. Whether you followed his rhetoric or not or whatever, I just look at that person as a human being getting shot.
And yeah,
I don't want to see that, fam. Mm-hmm. So I can really see how this could immediately affect somebody's mental health.
Yeah, there's so much content online that you see that you really shouldn't
that
have access
to.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You're not supposed to. And I think I was talking to Julie about this the other day of how desensitized we are, because I mean, I saw the video and I've seen a lot of other crazy videos, and for somebody that grew up on Twitter, unfortunately, it's like I have that sympathy, but it does not throw me off completely. And that's the desensitized part about it, where it should make us all be like, oh my gosh, why are we seeing this?
I remember the first video I felt that way. It was in 2001. It was near the 9/11 attacks. And at the time, they were decapitating people. I don't know what country or whatever it was, but these videos were in the dark web online, because I was downloading music at the time through LimeWire, BearShare, Winamax, right, or whatever. All my old school techies, y'all know what I'm talking about. But that's how I download music, and you can download videos and all that. And these videos would be circulating everywhere. And I couldn't, I watched it one time. I couldn't do it after that.
Yeah.
And that's how I know where my threshold is. Yeah. So, y'all, if you see any of these violent videos, man, don't watch that stuff. Scroll right
even
past
if you think
it.
It's not going to affect you, eventually it may.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
Shout out to all the cousins that are hitting that Hustle and Shine text line coming through right now. Big shout out to Zane and Sanaya. Also, big love to Demarion and DeAndrian. Have a good day. Remedy and Maya, Jaden, Cameron, Nevaeh, Carter. And then a birthday shout out sent over to Jermaine Hooks. Hope you are having a great birthday, kicking it off the right way, the Hustle and Shy way.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rich Harris, Brandon Blake, all the fam that normally is tapped in with us each and every day. We all appreciate you so much for hitting that Hustle and Shine text line.
We sure do. And special shout out, you forgot, D.
Ooh.
Not Uber driver. What you get this morning?
Oh, yeah. Rita, right?
Miss Rita, yeah.
Shout out to Miss Rita. I got some, what did I get?
DoorDash.
A little pancake platter.
Pancake platter.
Well, that's when you running out the house and you're like, oh, man. So, yeah, shout out to you, Miss Rita.
They was about to get us kidnapped this morning.
Nah, look, she done rolled up at the station. B was like, who that? I ain't seen that car before. So, yeah, good to know you on alert.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Rita one time.
The central claim is that the Constitution does not allow for redistricting more than once every 10 years because we only have census data once every 10 years.
The people that are going to put this issue on the ballot are Missourians. And then the people that are going to have the final say on this are Missourians.
Indeed, that's the voices of groups that oppose a new congressional district the Missouri legislature passed this month. They're going down two paths to block the legislation from becoming law. The first path is to file lawsuits. Already groups have filed three of them challenging HB1. The suits claim that the bill violates the law and ask the judge to block it from taking effect. Now, the other path is citizens referendum or voter veto. People, not politicians, Missouri and the ACLU of Missouri filed a petition with the Secretary of State. So this allows the groups to gather signatures of registered Missouri voters. If they gather roughly 110,000 signatures over the next 90 days between now and December 11th, they'll freeze the bill. Voters across the state would then vote on whether they want the bill to become law. That lawsuit would take place November 2026 unless the legislator sets a special election at another date. A lot to be decided. And that's, we talking about November 26th. We ain't even got to November 25 yet. So a lot of things to work out with this situation, D.
Yeah, and I want to just add this too. Make sure you are registered to vote. Make sure you do all the things that you need to do so that we can turn some things around.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
723, high of 92. Currently, it is 70 with fair skies in the Power and Light District. B, you know you love saying we need to hold people's feet to the fire. Well, Monica sounds like she's doing just that. She explains why she's not letting up when it comes to Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey.
That's why when people say, Monique, when you going to stop with Tyler and Oprah? I'm not. We've gotten so used to letting it go and moving on. Where does that come from? That dates all the way back to slavery. Just don't say nothing. And that's why we continue to be treated the way that we get treated. Doesn't mean I'm bitter. I'm not angry. And I love my brother and sister or my sister and sister. Whatever day Tyler chooses, whichever way he goes, I love all of them. However, wrong is wrong and right is right.
You know, I see people online, it's like, yeah, Monique, let it go, girl. No. You just harboring. And what I would say is this. There's people right now arguing with somebody on Facebook
about
$50. About 50 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And she missed out on millions of dollars. I know that Tyler has apologized since then. I do hope that they all can reconcile and hopefully reimburse her for some of those things. Psh,
millions. They put a stop stand to her career, to be honest.
Yeah. So
since you got your degree and you know every thing,
whoop-dee-doo. Switch. Nick Cannon.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Was sat down at the Breakfast Club over in New York, and he was asked about having multiple children, and him battling some trauma around that point in time, and he finally dives into it.
Being almost 45 now, I could sit back and be like, yeah, if I would have thought the process through a little bit more and took time to actually do the inner work, things might have been a little different in certain scenarios.
I want to know where the crowd is that said, well, he got money. He got money. He can afford all them kids.
If you got money.
Where are you at now, idiot?
Because, cheaper by the dozen.
Because money cannot replace time.
It can't. Or affection.
If you buy your kid the newest Jordan, the newest shoes, the newest toy, whatever it is, and they would rather have you than that possession prize that you gave, bro.
Maybe send me the shoes. Nah, I'm just playing.
See, here you go. I'm trying to make a point, and you up here, you just gonna destroy it.
I was on best of both worlds, so I understand on that. But nah, yes, but absolutely.
The point is, though, like, these kids don't care about none of that right now. When they're young, when they're very young. Of course, when they get a little older, when they get 10, 11, 12, then they'll start to get into...
They'll care about the materialistic things, but the point is, once they become an adult, they're going to start to feel like, dang, my dad or my mom just bought me toys. They never spent time with me.
Right.
It's going to hit you eventually.
It's lucky day. It's you.
Okay.
It's you.
Yeah, I'm not too... Oh, that's nice. I wasn't expecting that.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Brian and Deanna, where was my shout out? My name is Yaya, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
So following a threatened crackdown of what he and his administration called corrosive ideology in American museums, Donald Trump has ordered a national park to remove a famous photograph of a formerly enslaved man bearing his scarred back. The Washington Post article said it was one of multiple parks impacted by the orders, which target signs and exhibits related to slavery at multiple national parks. That's per the article. Taken in 1863, D, you've seen this photo before. You've listened, you've seen it too. Mm-hmm. This photograph shows a man who may have been named Peter who escaped the plantation in Louisiana and was subsequently examined by doctors who discovered the web of scars on his back that resulted from repeated brutal whippings. The image was reprinted widely at the time as proof of the horrors of enslavement that some Americans could not personally witness firsthand. Informally, the picture is known as the Scourged Back. And this is just a part of them trying to erase our history. It's clear and abundant right now, y'all. And I think it's a clear attack on Black people and what we've done for this country and how we built it. And they're trying to erase it and they're trying to hide it for a reason.
Yeah, when you try to rewrite history, it's a lot of concern there. This, I actually was talking to Myron Fierce the other day, and we were talking about how history has repeated itself in different manners, and this isn't the first time history has been trying to be rewritten by people that feel that this should not be mentioned.
You erase the history, then you'll have a dark future. Just leave it at that. Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got for us this morning?
Good morning. Today, we are still moving on our constitutional law series. We are on the 8th Amendment, so come right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to turn it over to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we are going to be continuing our Know Your Rights series. We're on the 8th Amendment of the Constitution. We've covered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And so today, the 8th Amendment talks about prohibiting excessive bail, excessive fines, and cruel and unusual punishments. This is important, especially if you get into trouble. You want to make sure that there is not excessive bail. So in Missouri, there has been bail reform. You've heard about that over the years, where bail is going to be set at only the amount that can reasonably secure your appearance at court. Okay, so they are going to assume that a signature bond, which means that you just get out without having to post a bond or just with your signature, is going to be significant enough for you to return to court. Now, in Jackson County and the surrounding counties, a lot of times for larger felony cases, they're going to be issued with a warrant, with a bond already set. And so if you are facing a situation like that, it's really important that you contact a lawyer to try to get your bond as low as possible so you can afford to actually get out. And it also prohibits against cruel and unusual punishments. We see that most often in arguments about the death penalty. Missouri is a capital offense state, so we have had several people being subjected to the death penalty, and that is according to our state constitution that we are allowed to have that. Some states do not have capital punishment, but Missouri definitely does. This is one of our many lessons on constitutional law. We go into this more in depth on our 11:30 show called Faith Justice Victory at 11:30 on KPRT, which is Gospel 1590. So make sure you jump over there and tell your friends and family about it. If you've got questions, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StacyShawLaw. I've been talking to you all about this for weeks now. It is never more important to pour in to our young folks. I did a special segment over it yesterday, but we continue to see examples where our young folks are basically under attack. Young people, wherever you are, you know that I believe that you're amazing and you're going to absolutely change the world someday. And so if no one else is pouring into you, pour into yourself and pour in to your young scholar colleagues. And so until next time, go forth with love and grace and good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
Shout out to Midwest Black Restaurant Week 2025 is going down now through the 20th. Or 21st, excuse me. Discover and support Black-owned restaurants, food trucks, suites, and more across Kansas City and surrounding areas. Visit www.blackrestaurantweeks.com for more information. This is perfect for the ladies today, D, because September is Take a Man on a Date Month.
Oh.
So, D, I don't know if you're obliged to do this, you know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know, you do your own thing.
I'm listening.
You know, you
let me kick my feet. Let me kick my feet up. I'm listening.
Your pimp hand is strong. That's why we call you Sweet D.
Okay. Here you go.
If you're taking a man on a date, where you going? Where you headed? What's your ideas to give out to the cousins?
That's a really good question. The basic is going out to a restaurant, but everybody does that. I would say take somebody to an activity. Mm-hmm. Like take a man to go do something. Like whether it's rock climbing or what I would say is this. Make a survey, like Google Forms. Mm. Like ask a bunch of different questions that lines up so you can figure out what type of date to take him on. Mm-hmm. But that would be something that would be like, she's interested in the, you mm-hmm. know. Even if it's for the father in your life, an uncle in your life, do something, create that form for them, send it to them, be like, fill this out real quick. And they're going to enjoy filling that out because they're going to feel like, you know, oh, wow, somebody cares.
Yeah. Naomi going to impress me to get my draws.
She ain't got to do much. You be cool. You don't be really wanting too much.
Naomi, I ain't even going to front. I can't even play around.
She come in
like
here
that.
With a bologna sandwich. You would be like, that's my wife.
That's
right there.
That's right. With some mustard on it, baby. You know it.
No, bologna sandwiches are underrated. I'm going to throw that out there, too.
I used to eat them in the 90s. I can't do it no more.
When I was a kid, that's what I did.
I threw it in the microwave with some cheese on it. And yeah, I can't go back to that struggle no more.
Hey.
Well, September, like you said, it's unofficial, but we going to claim it is take a man on a date, bud. So if it's a man in your life that you feel like is deserving, take him out. Treat him.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
827, high of 91, currently 69, sunny skies in Grandview. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child sat down with Andy Cohen and responded to some of the rumors he asked her about.
Is there any truth to the rumors that Beyoncé's Act 3 will actually be a full-length Destiny's Child album?
Now, Andy, if that were the case...
This would be the last place that you would
It's not the last
Right, exactly. Do you have hopes that the three of you could maybe get together and record again?
Anything is possible. To me, performing on stages like that, for me...
She's a Broadway star now.
Yes, she sure is.
I only like it with Beyonce and Kelly.
Yes.
But as far as Broadway, I'm a Broadway girl.
Yes, right? You are.
Music, I only want to do it with them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michelle. She's really underrated. When it comes to them bridges, she gets the best part of the songs. I'm going to be honest with you. But
best part of fall, too.
Yeah, that too. But you get back up again. So there's that. I would love a Destiny's Child project. That would be definitely fun. I might
a dance party with Beyonce.
And a little bit late on this. A little bit late on this, but congrats to Crawford on his victory over the weekend. Became the undisputed super middleweight champion. If you made some money on that game, on that match, call me. Let me hold a dollar.
Shout out to the new cousins we got.
For sure. Birthdays, Virgos, we got you. We know you sneaky, but we got you. And that's my jam. We got Cat Williams tickets we want to hook you up with. We got a special announcement that's happening at 9 o'clock
what
on
is
the
it?
Dot.
Why not?
I can't tell you. It ain't even out yet. You can Google it. It ain't even out yet.
You a hater.
I promise you, Hustle and Shine, we got the inside scoop.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those intelligent, kind, and critical Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to movie actress and TV star. You remember her voice as Penny Proud. Happy birthday to Kyla Pratt. Sending over birthday love to rapper Flo Rida. A big happy birthday to producer from my hometown. Happy birthday to Metro Boomin. Sending over a happy birthday to one of my favorite aunties, journalist and TV host. You might remember her from MSNBC and on her own show during daytime. Happy birthday, Tamron Hall. And last but not least, sending over a happy heavenly birthday to singer-songwriter, producer, and guitarist, a part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Happy birthday to B.B. King.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Dwayne Saucy, and happy birthday to Kenzie Brooks, plus everybody else born on September 16th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate your day.
Hey, happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Hey, this is Twin.
Hey, girl. What you doing?
On my way to work.
I put in that time. Look, we get it.
Right. Twin, yeah. What's your check engine light looking like, man?
Oh, it's cool. I'm in a new booty, baby.
Okay, not the new booty. What you got?
A little poly.
Alright, some that's rolling. I like it. We got two tickets to go see Cat Williams in October at the T-Mobile Center. But in order to secure those tickets, you gotta finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready for that?
Absolutely. Your homie, let's do it. Riding,
yeah.
My pony, my saddle,
what?
Waiting, coming,
yeah.
Jump on it.
Hey. There we go, Twin. All right, Lil Genuine, I hear you.
Yeah.
You getting those two tickets to go see Cat Williams. Who you going to take with you?
Somebody's
home. Oh, is it going to be a date night?
My little crib buddy.
Oh, little buddy, I like that. No labels.
You finna break you off.
Hey.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town. What morning show is hooking you up?
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.